Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 18th of November, and our special 200th anniversary show.
Hey.
You're listening to Pee-wee. You're listening to me, the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Ollie and Nelly and the Chuckle Brothers. And all will become clear as we go through today's extra long 2-hour show. So thank you so much for joining us. We'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent out there, and increasingly in Surrey and Sussex and Essex and all over the place. So do get in touch with us on the show, and there are a number of ways you can do that. You can call us on 01-303-874-998. That's 01-303-874-998. Or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of us is to tweet. And you can tweet me at VanillaWeb. That's at VanillaWeb on the Twitter. And we have already had 60 or 70 tweets in. What?
I do find a bit of length makes all the difference, don't you? I think this 2-hour show is going to just make all the difference, don't you, Paul Andrews?
She's been working on that for ages. She's going to be trouble. The trouble is, all
chocolate
of
chocolate rush.
I was going to say, all of our lovely friends have bought us lovely celebratory cakes and biscuits and chocolates and alcohol and all kinds of things. And of course, Jules has OD'd on all of it.
Yes,
biscuits. Already.
Yes, who's our sponsor?
Today's sponsor is Connect Boxes, and we're going to hear all about Connect Boxes. A bit later on in the show, and we are very much looking forward to that. But because we've got such a packed show and we've got loads of stuff to tell you about, we're going to kick off straight away. I want to tell you about a couple of things that I've found out about.
Did I ever get any emails?
Yes. What, have you left them out there?
I don't know. I haven't seen hide nor hair of them.
Yes, you have. I gave them to you.
I'll go and get them when you play a song.
Yeah, I would if I were you. Well, now you're going to need to read one before then, aren't you?
I'll go and get them.
Yeah,
then,
clear off.
When you carry on.
When she's gone, lock the door, okay? Yeah. Keep the chocolate in here. For those of you that remember, a couple of weeks ago, we had the absolutely lovely Shirley Mansfield on the show from Grown Up Business, and Shirley was offering three books, three signed copies of her new book, The Grown Up Business, and we've had two weekly winners, and we are about to announce the third and last of the winners of Shirley's book. And the book, Grown Up Business, in fact, goes to Bridger Howes. Bridger Howes, and you can follow them on the Twitter, Bridger Howes, BRIDGERHOWES, Bridger Howes, and they have won the book, and Shirley says they have been absolutely brilliant. They've been imparting lots of business knowledge on Twitter, and they've been sharing lots of information about the grown-up business. So a big thank you to them, and Shirley will organise getting you your copy of her signed book. So well done to Bridger Howes for winning the third copy of the grown-up business book, and Jules has found her emails. Oh, good.
We'll buy the tea and...
Yeah, absolutely. I've also been asked...
Tian!
Well, she's going to be trouble today. She really is. I mean, it's bad enough normally, but she's so excited, listener. It's you know, like a seven-year-old's birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit like that,
look,
as far as Jules is
cornflake
concerned.
Cornflake cluster bites.
Yeah, yeah. With added arsenic, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
They look lovely, don't they?
Anyway, can you be quiet while I read this email? Thank you. Yeah. There's an evening of promises, and it's being held at the Pilgrims Hall, Aylesford Priory, on the 25th of November from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Clive Empson is doing the auction with some great offers, which include, wait for this, because you're going to really want to go for this, there's a tour of the Tower of London with dinner for four thrown in. There's also an original Wembley Stadium seat, would you believe? And there are loads and loads and loads more prizes in a similar vein.
These are spiffing prizes.
Yeah, so it's free entry. There are drinks and a light buffet on the night. It's on November the 25th at Aylesford Priory, and the auction is done by Clive Empson. And if you want to book, there's a phone number, which is Maidstone, which is 01622. That's 01622 717272. Maidstone 717272. And if you'd like to donate a gift, you can phone that number and speak to Lee Bennett, and she will organise that. So, but if you'd like to go along to the event, if you give them a call on Maidstone 717272 and book your place there, that will be lovely. We've had loads of tweets in already, and I'm going to start to try and read some of them off while I can. We've had, who have we had? Hilary Steele of Kent Women in Business, who goes, woohoo, congratulations, Business Bunker, on your 200th show. Thank you so much, Hilary.
It feels like so much more.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Much more, many.
F Keys, the Microsoft training company over there in Medway and Canterbury, thank you so much. They congratulate us on our 200th show. Jules is getting so excitable in here, listener. It's terrible. She's got a dress tucked in her knickers and she's running around. Look at her. She's running around the studio like a headless 7-year-old. I'm sorry about this.
A little sugar rush.
Yeah. Kent Fine Foods, the lovely
Get
Matthew, has
one.
Tweeted. Should we not bother with the show?
No, it's my guest next to me, Paul Andrews.
You two are just going to mess about.
Brian, spelt with a Y.
Yeah.
You know,
Chuckle.
What were his
Chuckle Senior.
And, yeah, his mum and dad couldn't spell it the normal way. They have to do it with a Y. Yeah. It's trying to get really unphotogenic pictures of me and putting them out with my double chin and my earphones on all the wrong way. I sent a lovely one of you out.
Shall we get on with the show now?
Do you think you should separate us?
Yeah. You should be in the car park. a new listener called Marion Boswell has also said that she's listening in. And thank you for joining us, Marion. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome you to the Business Bunker Show for the first time. And TaylorMade Dreams on the Twitter, Tay's Bucket, T-A-Y-S Bucket, the word bucket, Tay's Bucket, all one word. Vanilla Web, please could you tell people about our local charity Christmas single? And you can find it on Amazon. And they haven't given me a link. Thank you for that, John.
He's got down the microphone. Influenza.
He has indeed. The best way of finding out about their Christmas single, I guess, is to follow them on the Twitter. So that's Tay's Bucket, TaysBucket. Give them a follow. Find out about their Christmas single. AK Pet Services. Hi, guys. Listening in to the 200th Business Bunker Show. Well done. Thank you, Adrian. That's Adrian at AK Pet Services, the pet taxi service over there in Medway. Jules, do behave, please. Do.
He's a very bad influence. He's one of those boys that if you'd have sat next to him in class, Paul Andrews, he would have got you into trouble.
Absolutely. But Definitely. You're one of those girls that falls for it.
Well, I went to a rough comp, as you know.
I thought you went to a convent.
No, I went to a very rough comp.
Okay, yeah. In Essex.
Yes, it was tough.
We've also had a tweet from Bluefield Wardrobes, who are also a new listener. And so thank you again for listening in. I'll tell you what, Jules, now you've actually rounded up your emails, why don't you try reading one of them?
Chris Pollard has brought a bug into the studio with him, a little crawly thing.
Right.
About talent, what about the financials? And this is following the success of our previous cash flow seminar, which was led by Cripps LLP. Now, Cripps are the guests, actually, next week on the Superior Show, the Scoff and Quaff, which is on 11 to 12 every Tuesday on the Channel Radio. And they'll be talking about the new laws which are coming up, food allergy, 14 food allergens.
Shall we read the email or just Cripps, do an advert for something else Cripps, completely?
Cripps. Food allergens, 14, that all restaurants and eateries will now be need to display. I'm just turning my back on Brian Davis in case he takes any unflattering pictures. So Cripps are again at the next event, which is on the 26th of November, and this is for BSR Bespoke. Do we know who BSR Bespoke are, Paul?
You've got the email, not me, no.
I didn't really say. Anyway, providing guidance on the financial systems and procedures that can be put into place to help you best manage your cash flow. The seminar will include budgeting and forecasting, management accounts, VAT schemes, credit control and finance alternatives. Seminars are delivered by specialists in the legal and financial matters that can affect SMEs, small businesses, and previous attendees have said, it was great to get personalised advice relevant to my business. And somebody else said, I liked the relaxed format and learnt a lot. Now, to find out more, go to www.abouttalent.co.uk, and the date for that is the 26th of November, and it's with Cripps Law and BSR Bespoke. So well done. That
Thank
sounds
you
very
for that.
Exciting.
We've had a tweet from Beth's Mogador over there in Whitstable. Hi, Beth's. She's a knocker-upper of pies.
She's not
cakes.
In Whitstable.
Where's she from then?
I don't know, but she's not in Whitstable. If she was, I would be tucking into her cakes.
Well,
somewhere
on North Kent coast, Herne Bay, Whitstable area.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
That
I'm
near?
Pretty sure. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she's a bit further around the coast, but I'm fairly sure she's from that area. But
really?
I'm sure she'll tweet in later and put me right.
Yeah.
But she knocks up a mean pie, I'll tell you that.
She does.
And
little Russian dishes.
And Spark, it's not a shark, has tweeted.
Who's that?
I think it's Paul. And I think it's a new payday loan company, I think. Hence, it's not a shark.
It's not a bank.
Yeah. But he hasn't said much more than that at the moment, so we'll find out about that later. And a chap called Michael Blowers has tweeted in, and he says, Vanilla Web, hoping you might be able to give a shout-out for my wife's Kent-based kids gift bag business. And you can find it on Etsy. And I'm going to have to click the link because the link's a bit.
You
long.
Can't say Etsy without sounding a bit camp, can you?
Etsy.
You notice that?
There's nothing
Go on,
with
say
that.
It.
Anyway, the name of the shop on Etsy is Mummy and Mimi, M-I-M-I. So do have a look at that. And I do believe that they are themselves on Twitter, Mummy and Mimi. Now my Twitter's hung up now. So, and that was Michael Blowers, and you can follow Michael on the Twitter at Michael, the full word, B-L-O-W-E-R-S. If you want to find out more about Mummy and Mimi's online gift shop, and what a time to find out about it.
Yes,
coming
just
up
before
to Christmas.
Gullens Employment have said a very happy 200th show, Paul and Jules. What present did you get each other? We haven't sorted
that. I got her a gag.
I got him a scorpion that you can, you know, one of those poisonous funnel web spiders.
Funnel
things.
Web scorpion. They saw you coming.
I've popped it under the loo seat for when he goes out in his little break. When he plays a record listener.
We've also had a tweet from Lisa Cutts, author on the Twitter. So thank you, folks. Francesca Bauer is the founder of Fable and Base, a company that produces beautiful textiles that simultaneously blend aspects from the natural world, from birds to vines, with striking contemporary dots imprinted on cushions, envelopes and tote bags. In many ways, her work is a byproduct of her own family's history. In 1930, her grandfather moved to London from Munich, where he previously worked at a lace house called Spitzhausen Klauber, to set up a lingerie textile business on Regent Street. But in the 1970s, textile production began moving overseas and he was forced to close the business. Yet the tradition of working with fabric was passed all the way down to Francesca, who runs Fable and Base from her kitchen in Kent. And if you'd like to find out about them, you can go to her website, which is www.collectively.org, collectively.org, and find out about Fable and Base. And you can also follow Fable and Base on the Twitter. Good.
KCC have got a Kent Healthy Business Breakfast, which is on Thursday the 20th of November, 7:30 to 10 a.m, free, and it's at the Turner Contemporary in Margate, which is C for Charlie, T for Tango, 9-1, H for Hedgehog and G for Gareth. The cost of health, and they're going to be exploring, could your staff change the way they travel to and from work? By taking part in a cycle to work scheme, they could reduce their carbon footprint and improve their fitness levels while saving your organisation money. How to encourage and support your employees to improve their lifestyles, looking at the impact of diet on business performance. Well, we have a great diet in here today. How engaging with staff to improve health at work can lead to achieving the Kent Healthy Business Awards. Now, the guest speakers, listener, are David Robert, who's the project officer of Sustrans. Didn't we have lovely David in? Thanet Jo Holkes, and registered dietitian and healthy weight team manager. The event is free, and please register at... there's a number here, 01-892-541-399. It's good when you get the real thing, isn't it?
It is.
There's nothing like the real thing, is there, Paul?
No. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to have tunage.
Yeah. Oh, but you've changed your playlist.
This just
is,
before you.
This is Listen to the Wind Blow.
No, it's not.
Or something like that.
No, it's Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
It's the chain.
Listen to the Wind Blow.
No, it's the chain.
What are they singing it, though?
No, listen it's to the chain. Wind.
Good one.
Yeah.
Listen to the wind blow. What
If you need expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release or life and health insurance, talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures, independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk.
I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off of my stack.
JobsInKent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 18th of November. We're now joined on the phone by our first guest, Mr. John Tibbs of JT Associates. John, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
No problem. Good afternoon.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome you onto this special 200th edition of the Business Bunker Show. John, why don't we start off by telling the listeners a little bit about what JT Associates do?
Well, first of all, congratulations on your anniversary show.
Thank you.
And we're actually just called JTA, so right. Which stands for John Tibbs Associates, rather modestly. But JTA is how we trade now, and that's how we're known around the world by our clients. We are a specialist communications public relations company in the world of sport. We help our clients achieve their business objectives by working with them on brand building and communications campaigns. Particularly in the area of sports politics and the, sort of the big global sports organizations such as the International Olympic Movement. So our clients traditionally are bidding cities and hosting cities for the Olympic Games.
Sure. I was reading on your website that you had a lot to do with the Winter Olympics in Russia recently.
Indeed. We were involved from 2005 onwards in helping Russia bid for and then win the Winter Games for
Correct.
Sochi in obviously this year, and when they successfully secured the rights to host those games in 2007, we were involved in the PR and communications behind the scenes for their preparations and the actual games themselves this year.
Right, okay. I mean, that's really top-end stuff, because when you were first saying what you did, you know, one's first thought was that you represented, you know, the occasional footballer or something like that.
No, well, I mean, there is a very big market in that area alone. Obviously, anything to do with soccer can be huge, and if you're lucky enough to represent a world-class iconic footballer such as a Ronaldo or a Messi, then that's a big business as well.
Yeah.
But no, we tend to be involved in the sort of very big, high-end, major sports projects, but more on what's called the B2B side of communications. We don't do mass consumer outreach programs very often. We tend to do very defined programs to a sort of a clear audience within that world.
Okay, so if we can we explore that a bit more, just so that we understand exactly where your business is positioned. So basically, you're engaged by someone that's going to stage a major event or a competition or something like that, and you're focusing on the business side of that. So that, is that reaching out towards potential sponsors, that kind of thing?
Well, it's helping. Let's just take Sochi 2014, for example. So they were the host city for the Winter Games this year, for the Olympic Winter Games and Paralympic Games this year. They needed to communicate their, if you like, their position in sort of the overall sports world to attract sponsors, to reassure media coming in that everything was going to be professional and at a high standard.
Sure.
To they would obviously be communicating out to athletes coming in and National Olympic Committees coming in that despite the scare stories that they may be reading, everything was on track, that the accommodation would be ready, that the transport would work, that their facilities and venues would be, you know, of the world-class standard. So our job was to make sure that through a variety of different techniques and using different platforms, we would communicate these really important messages to those clearly defined audiences.
Right, okay. So it's big ticket stuff as well, by the sounds of it.
It's very high profile. Obviously, when I worked on the Sochi bid campaign, I was responsible for training the team that were going to make the final presentation to the International Olympic Committee, and that involved for example, doing a final rehearsal with President Putin himself and helping him just brush up on his English and a little bit of French, which he presented impeccably to the IOC at the time. So, yes, it is very high profile, and because when you think about the scale of these projects, London obviously was a huge, London Games was a huge event that involved, you know, everyone from the Prime Minister through to the Mayor of London right the way.
On his zip wire.
Yeah, exactly. All the greats and the good. These are very high profile events.
Absolutely. Is there a particular type of event that you specialise in, John, or is it across the board?
Well, it's sort of international sport, but we tend to be specialists within the Olympic world.
Right.
But that includes anything up to 40 different, or over 40 different sports for winter and summer.
Right.
So, and there are 205 National Olympic Committees. So the Olympic world itself is a huge organisation, bigger than the United Nations in many ways. So that gives us plenty to get our teeth into. But we do have other clients that are outside the Olympic world. For example, we handle, I'm expecting to hear all the catcalling now, we do handle the corporate reputation for Manchester United as one of our other non-Olympic clients.
Oh, somebody's got to, I suppose. Good luck with that. it's interesting. It's something I have a little bit of experience of myself. Many years ago, I used to own a top-end motor racing team and in Formula 3 and in sports GTs. And, again, the PR in that world is quite phenomenal. And they reach out because most of those motorsports are global sports as well.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
Absolutely. So so how long has JTA been going, John?
Well, I sort of set up on my own as a consultant in 2001, 2002, but we came in limited company with my wife as a co-director and another director in 2008, and we sort of steadily grown since then. We're now employing 16 people, two of whom are in Russia.
Wow.
We've gone from sort of modest billings of around 400,000 when we set up to sort of getting close to 2 million in fees now.
Wow, that is absolutely stunning. That's brilliant. And I did a little birdie tell me that you won an award.
We recently won a Queen's Award for export. I forgot what the precise title is, but it's something to do with the Queen's Award for Enterprise in Exports or something like that.
Yeah, Queen's Award for Enterprise and Exports. Yep.
There we go. And that obviously is quite prestigious. I think we won only two in Kent this year to have won that.
Absolutely,
And I think it was mainly because the work we're in is something that the UK takes very seriously, which is the Olympic side of things, because obviously there's now a huge expertise and legacy of companies involved with Olympic side of things, and it was a government priority to export that expertise, if you like, around the world. So I think in a way it was a sort of a reflection of that policy.
Absolutely. I mean, that's fantastic. Whereabouts are you based, John?
We're based, our head office is bizarrely in Speltos, just outside Tunbridge Wells.
Okay, yeah.
But we also have an office now in just off Regent Street in London. So we started off as a Kent-based company. My wife and I still obviously live and work in Kent, but we had a local recruitment policy of recruiting talented people, university graduates coming back to their grammar school sort of hinterland, if you like,
sure.
Local people. But we didn't take into consideration the fact that, excuse me, many of them would leave to go and live in London as soon as they got their first pay package. So that was an interesting phenomenon for Kent-based SME.
Yeah. No, it is, you're absolutely right, especially in West Kent, because with the proximity to London, it is tempting to go and work in the city for a while.
Although
at least.
With the fare prices now at the moment, it's going to be maybe people will start thinking about working more from home.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the big change we notice in people living in Kent and London, you know, compared to sort of London, is a lot of the sports industry people that I know are moving down to the Ashford area because they can just use that high-speed train up to London
and
get there quicker than, say, Tunbridge Wells. But no, just for your listeners out there, it's a very interesting phenomenon. The catchment area of grammar school, particularly grammar school, but day school as well, secondary schools as well, it is fantastic in the area, really second to none, probably anywhere in the UK. But the trick is then holding on to them.
Keeping people here, absolutely.
Yeah.
They don't like to go and live up in London and then counter commute down to Kent.
No, absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. John, we could talk about this for ages. Sadly, we've run out of time. Jules wants to ask you one more.
Well, I just want to check out the Twitter handle, please.
make sure I've got to get it right. I think it's at Team JTA.
Team underscore JTA.
Yeah, Team underscore JTA is our Twitter handle, yeah.
Cool. And your website, John?
www.jtsox.com, which is JTASOCS.com.
Fantastic. John, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show today. It's an absolute pleasure to hear about you and an incredibly successful Kent business playing a large part on the world stage. And many congratulations on your Queen's Award to Industry and Export. And we look forward to you joining us at a future time to keep us updated on how you're doing.
Definitely. Been my pleasure. Thanks very much indeed.
John, thank you very much indeed. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye. Cheers,
bye-bye. Bye.
Very interesting.
John Tibbs there of JTA.
Yeah.
The sports promotion company.
I've just found them on the Twitter.
Based in Speldhurst, just outside Tunbridge Wells. Another Kent success story.
It's interesting because we have done shows, haven't we, in the past, Paul Andrews, where we've actually talked about the Kent, you know, Marcus that came on from Kent Uni, talking about the young kids once they get their degrees and the young whippersnappers all rushing off to London.
It's one of those things that will happen, and it's a cyclical thing. When people are young, they want to work in London, and with the proximity to London, they can still work in London and live off mum and dad.
Yeah.
So why not? Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
But then when they grow up a little bit and get a bit more mature and they want to settle down, and they find that unless you're a Saudi prince, the chances of owning a dog kennel in London are pretty zero.
Yeah.
So you actually move back out somewhere where you can commute into London and then eventually work locally.
I think I moved to London at the age of 17, and I think it was the making of me to get out of Essex and do that and sort of grow up there. And then, you know, you sort of, as you say, you get kids and you realise there's only so many times you can walk around Clapham Common and
sure, I mean,
three kids and a dog. And
it's like anything. London's pricing itself out and it will continue to do that because, you know, it's supply and demand. It's expanding. As you know, I was on the panel for the Ebbsfleet Garden City Question Time debate about building a new Garden City in Ebbsfleet in North Kent. I mean, that is purely an oversplit project.
Mm.
It's how do you put more housing in London, which is already full, that isn't in London. And the only thing you can do is to expand around the edges, and that's what's been happening for years.
Yeah.
I was telling someone the other day, actually. In fact, I was at an event.
He's pointing at me, listener.
I am. It was just bizarre. I was at an event the other day with Damien Collins, the local MP.
Mm.
And he was saying that he's originally from Shepherd's Bush, which is my neck of the woods
W8.
As well. W8. Yeah, no, W12. And W8's North Kensington, get it right.
I used to live in W14, West Ken.
West Ken is W14, Shepherd's Bush is W12.
Okay.
And my great-grandmother moved from Ireland to Shepherd's Bush at the start of the 20th century and lived on a farm.
In Shepherd's Bush. Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, so within the space of 100 years, it's now central London. Mm. And that just shows you the rate of change and stuff.
I mean, in my day, West Kensington, W14, I used to live in Matheson Road, and I was in one bedsit with some...
Matheson.
with some cockroaches and things in a bedsit. But it was a really
seedy area. She's always been a foodie.
Couldn't eat a whole one.
Yeah.
But it was a really seedy area in those days, West Ken. But now, of course, it's very she.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, we've had loads of tweets, so we're going to have to keep up with them. And I've got loads of emails to read. And we've got the Chuckle Brothers and Ollie and Nelly to talk to later. Sorry, guys. It wasn't me that started this. We've had a tweet from Shirley Mansfield. Good luck, Business Bunker, for your 200th show. Well done on everybody for supporting Kent Business. Thank you, Shirley. Kent Fine Foods, the lovely Matthew...
Kiersey Lawson.
Kiersey Lawson. Thank you. Best of luck and congratulations. Thank you.
He's coming down soon. Probably to the Superior show, though. Scoff and Quaff, 11 a.m. to 12, every Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, we need something to professionalise that.
I had a lovely one from Kristen Jackson. This is for any gentlemen listening who might want to get their lady something for Christmas.
I wonder what you're going to say then.
Might want to get their lady something for Christmas.
Lady? Their lady?
He says... Can we have a shout out, dear Business Bunker, for Gemilo Jewellery? That's G-E-M for mother, I-L-O Jewellery, and it's gemilo.co.uk. That's Gemilo with one L, gemilo.co.uk. She does beautiful handcrafted gemstone and sterling silver for Christmas ideas, and they're based in Whitstable.
Fantastic, thank you.
Kristen Jackson's actually an Apple expert.
Yes, I know.
Apple Mac.
I know. I follow him on the Twitter.
I do.
And very knowledgeable he is too.
He is.
We've had a tweet from Venom Tech, Dr. Steve Trimmon and team over there in Discovery Park Sandwich, and they say, well done and good luck on, well done for your 200th show and good luck from all of us at Venom Tech. Thank you, Steve and the team. That's brilliant and most kind of you. I want to tell you about this now, which is interesting. Have you been taking horrid photos of
me? No,
yes, you have.
No,
yes, you have.
Just an old one of your past. I don't think it's me. I think it's Snake Hip sending them out.
Oh,
your friend.
That'll be me in a racing car that you stole from somewhere. Do you know, she actually posted a photo of me with hair when I was 18. Where she got it from, I don't know. She posted that on Twitter the other day as well.
I go through your drawers when you're out.
Apparently, yeah. I want to tell you about this, and you need to concentrate because this is a real...
You'd be Huey Green, then. I want to tell you about this. Just like him.
I tell you what, I can't do anything with her today, listener. She's beside herself. She's just so excited.
Didn't you think, Chris, it was Huey Green then? I want to tell you about this. Do you remember?
He doesn't even remember Huey Green.
I do.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
I do.
Anyway, can I tell you about this?
Yeah, go on, Huey.
Because it's really interesting.
Go on, Huey.
It's a new company, yeah? Mm-hmm. There's a new company on the block, and it's called Dial-A-Brain.
Oh, I love
it.
It
can be right up your street.
Yeah.
Following the old adage, it does what it says on the can. Dial-A-Brain allows you to speak face-to-face with an expert in real time. Okay. They launched focusing on business strategy, marketing, accounting, finance and legal advice. And what makes Dial-A-Brain different is that the face-to-face interaction is done by a video conference link without any travel. What clients and consultants love about them is not only that they provide the world's best experts on demand, but they pay. But that you pay by the minute. You can ask your toughest questions, business questions, to one of the world's top experts and pay for just a few minutes of his or her time. There's no more being stuck in traffic, no more being billed by the hour or day, and you only pay for the actual time it takes to get the advice. The feature that is really good is they can help immediately. You can place a free ad for the help that you need. So basically, the way it works is if you're a consultant or you have specialist knowledge or anything like that, you can offer your services by registering on the site, a bit like LinkedIn. So you put your profile on the site that says I'm a specialist in marketing or a specialist in PR or a specialist in tax credits or whatever it is you specialize in. And then someone can come along and they can engage you via a link. So they hit a button, you get a signal that says someone wants to buy your time, they ask you the questions, you answer the questions, and then the system settles all the billing. What a clever idea that is.
That is an amazing idea.
That's a really clever idea.
Yeah. What's the website?
It's dialabrain.com.
Fantastic.
And there is a link on the Kent Business Radio website under today's show number 200, and we will be putting other links to this on the website as and when we can.
Do you think they come on the show?
I'm hoping to get them to come on the show and tell us all about
that's
it.
That's a really good idea.
But Rupert, who's the guy who's started the company, actually lives in Somerset, so it's not an easy trip to come down here. But we could talk to him on the phone.
Yeah, we could.
But it's a great idea. Dial-A-Brain.com. Check it out. It's certainly worth checking out. It's a fabulous idea. Cool.
Andrew Mitchell says that you actually sounded more like Max Bygraves. I want to tell
you
a story.
I want to tell you a story.
No, I played at my dad's funeral and my dad's coffin went out to "You Need Hands." Do you remember that?
Max Bygraves. Yeah.
You are old, Paul Andrews.
Yeah.
Older than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on. Rodenstock are appointing Zest for 2015 creative campaign launch. Zest is the London, the leading Kent creative marketing agency, they say, and has been appointed by Rodenstock to reposition its range of Wimbledon sunglasses. This is a good one for JTA Communications. Perhaps they could hook up. And Rodenstock's classic prescription glasses are sold through independent opticians. Now, Zest launches the Rodenstock Wimbledon campaign in January, and you can find the Zest chairman, whose name is Terry Hewitt, on 3ws.thinkzest.com. And congratulations to them for getting their launch of the Rodenstock Wimbledon campaign next year.
Cool, thank you for that. We've had loads more tweets. A tweet that's I'd like you to pay a lot of attention to and to follow up with, please. The Twitter handle is Caring for Connor. And they say, thanks to the Business Bunker, we appreciate your support for helping to raise awareness about an affliction called, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Duchenne, D-U-C-H-E-N-N-E, and a young lad called Connor is sadly afflicted with that. And the people behind this Twitter account are trying to raise awareness, funds and all kinds of things with their campaign, which is called Caring for Connor. So please do follow them. Their Twitter handle is Caring for Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R, on the Twitter. And from there, you can find out much more about what is happening with that awareness campaign. So do please give them a follow. And certainly retweet their tweets if you get a chance.
Yes, definitely.
The gorgeous Angela from Another Journey Begins says, it's a very special Business Bunker today. Many congratulations on your 200th show. Angela, thank you so much. And the lovely Sally Laker, Sally Four Cakes on the Twitter.
Do you know, Paul, I saw one of her cakes. I don't know if you saw it. It was some amazing lantern.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you even begin to eat that? It's a work of art.
Did you see the one she did yesterday?
No.
Which was like a board meeting. It had hundreds of people in it all around, sat around a table. It was unbelievable.
She is. She's just more than a cake maker, isn't she?
I know. She is certainly more than the cake maker because she's also asking us to check out Men with Ven. Men with Ven UK.
What's that?
It's a song. It's a Christmas song. It's a spoof Christmas song, and there's a YouTube video that goes with it, and I watched it this morning, and it is hilarious.
What's Ven?
I don't know. You're going to have to check it out for yourself and see what it's all about. You can find it by following on the Twitter, which is Men with Ven, M-E-N with Ven, V-E-N, UK. Men with Ven, UK. If you follow that, there's a link to their YouTube video of their song. It's a Christmas song. It's a spoof Christmas song. It's the worst Christmas ever,
of course.
The song is called.
Do you know, I've done and dusted my Christmas.
Have you?
I've got a box coming on the 23rd from Riverford with everything I need in it.
Kiddies like a box, don't they? They make all kinds of things out of it.
Give a box and a wooden spoon.
Yeah, yeah,
and my kiddies are actually 18, 28 and whatever. Ken Business Tweet Up, Paul Andrews.
Yep.
This is a free business networking event. Mm-hmm. The next one is in Whitster Bubble, and it's on Thursday the 20th of November at the Hotel Continental, and it's 10 till 12 with Julian Field at Julian Muso, and he will be hosting the event at the Continental. And then the Lenleys one with free parking is on Thursday the 28th of November, 10 till 12, and that is hosted, being taken over by lovely, what's his name, Reed? Completely forgotten his name. But the lovely, what's his name, Reed? Come on.
That would be Mark Reed,
yeah,
then, would it? You've got the email. I've got to tell you what his name is. Okay, that works.
He is, I'm just trying to think of his Twitter handle. It was at Ironclad Business. See, that's in my head, but he's just rebranded.
Yeah, it's just Mark Reed now.
Mark Reed. Yeah. But he looks fabulous in my wrap dress, and he's going to do a really good job of
I'm sure he
hosting.
Does. Hmm. Good, thank you for that. We shall look forward to the Whitstable tweet up. Yeah, at Roper Road, Canterbury.
Yes, with Dennis, head of beds.
Dennis Brophy, head of beds, and his Vice Sprung specials.
Hey, we've had an invitation to the Thames Gateway Kent Partnership. It's the Winter Business Breakfast. It's the 10th of December. And it is 7:30 a.m. arrival, and you need to RSVP to info@thamesgateway.
Has she drunk the whole bottle of Prosecco?
Kent.
Has she?
.org.uk. I shouldn't have flake pre-show, I've told you. Makes me flaky.
All right, who held her down and force-fed it to her? Come on.
Cake and flake.
Yeah, Chris, it was Chris Pollard.
It's a sugar rush. So this is at Bridgewood Manor Hotel, Wardleslade Woods, Chatham, M for Mother, E for Egbert, 5, 9, A for Andy, and X for Xylophone.
Chrissy, she's completely redefined the phonetic alphabet in her own, in Klingon, I think.
I do the same.
Create is back. It's Thursday, 27th of November.
Zed for Sprog.
Thursday, 27th of November, Fruit Works, along with the Fruit Bats, in conjunction with the University of Kent Business School, hosts the free fun networking event. This is fabulous, this one. And you need to go to fruitworks.co, and it's back on Thursday, the 27th of November. Still got free beer?
Free beer, free food. Come along from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. and yeah, it's going to be a fantastic evening. The guys from Kent University of Kent Business School will be giving you loads of research data about the project they've been undertaking for the last few years on the BIG, the Big Ten things that lead to success in small businesses. They're also going to be looking to sign up new small businesses to participate in some of their forthcoming research programs, and I highly recommend you do that because it's a fabulous program.
That sounds like the real thing.
It's a real deal. And Toby and Dr. Simon Raby and the rest of the team there will be participating in the Kent Business Radio Business Bunker show from the new year. We're going to do one show a month based on one of the Big Ten. So over the year, we'll do, you know, one a month for 10 months, and then we'll round that off with a roundup of everything at the end of the year. And that's going to be starting in the new year.
Well,
and we're really
fantastic.
Looking forward to that.
Yep. I mean, they're great boys. I'd give them everything I own. I just think they're great boys, Fruit Works.
Have they got booths there?
Have they got little seating booths at Fruit Works?
Seating booths?
Yeah, I'd give them everything I own if they had a little seating booth.
Would you?
A booth of some sort.
Yeah. So is that a cue that you'd like me to actually play my next record, which you've just looked at and decided it is everything I own?
By Ken Booth.
Yeah, by Ken Booth. I got it. You see, I got it because I know what's coming. The listeners don't know what on earth you're talking about. And there was something that was, you know, this was supposed to be a little bit kind of linked. Because the chain.
Ken Dodd's not on.
I got the chain Fleetwood Mac, which is also the theme tune to Formula One.
Wow.
So you see the link with...
I do.
...with John Tibbs, although they're not into motor racing. It was a big global event.
Yeah.
So then I thought, our next guests on the show, Ollie and Nelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and they're specialists in helping us to hang on to...
everything I own.
Exactly.
I love that.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free. The finest years I ever knew. All the years I have with you, and I would give anything I own, give up my life, my heart, my own, and I would give anything I own just to have you back again.
Contemplation, inspiration, and manifestation from www.mikewaterton.com.
Temp Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay, and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531-777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 18th of November 2014, on our 200th show and our anniversary show with me, Paul Andrews, and Jill Sturkin.
I'm sure I do deserve some sort of medal for working with you for so long.
A medal?
Some sort of medal.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do medal quite a lot, don't you?
Must have sat up all night thinking of that.
Yeah.
Kent Invicta Chamber, Paul Andrews, they have a networking breakfast with business, includes the full English, and it's 8 a.m. to 9:30, and it's on, the next one is Wednesday the 26th of November, Canterbury Golf Club, and then Thursday the 4th of December at the Dog and Bear in
Lenham.
Lenham.
Mm-hmm. Know it well.
Is that a nice hostelry?
Very nice. Square.
And Thursday the 4th of December, Hollywood Bowl in Rochester. What is Hollywood Bowl? Is that a bowling alley?
No.
What is it?
I don't know. Why are you asking me? Why do I have to know everywhere?
Well, you know most things. You sit up at night reading and things, don't you?
Is that right?
Chamber members, it's £15 plus VAT, and non-members, £20 plus VAT. There's also an after-hours club, which is 6 to 7:30 p.m, and there's no need to book for that. You can just turn up. And that is tonight at the Abbott's Barton. That's in Canterbury. And then the 25th of November, Best Western Russell Hotel. And on the 26th of November, Best Western Coniston Hotel. Now, for all these events, you can go to the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website to find out all of the details.
Fantastic, thank you. I think what we'll do now is we'll talk to our next guest. What do you reckon?
It's about time, isn't it?
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker show Sue Nelson and Jane Ollis of Rift. Ladies, welcome to the Business Bunker show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to start by talking to Sue. Hi, Sue.
Hello, I've just been eating the chocolate cornflakes. They're lovely, aren't they?
I waited until you popped that in your mouth before I spoke to you, of course, because I'm like that.
They are.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing them, everyone, all our guests.
Yeah, our guests have brought us some lovely stuff, and it's much, much appreciated.
Hats and
cakes and biscuits and chocolates and all kinds of things. And they even bought me some Diet Coke, which was lovely.
Oh.
But Sue, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Why don't you start off by telling the listeners a little bit about Rift and what you do in Rift and tell us a bit about the business, because it's an interesting business you have there, isn't it? Is the best way of saying that.
Yes, a fantastic business, I think. And it was started by Jan Post in 1999 around her kitchen table with a couple of members of staff. We now have over 150 staff.
Absolutely.
They're all local. They all come from Kent, which I think is just brilliant. Yeah. Our staff are fantastic.
You're based in Ashford as well, aren't you?
Based in Ashford. We try really hard to look after them because they are everything. Mm. We have various divisions. So I head up one particular division, which I'll talk to you about in a minute. And then my partner in crime here, Jane Ollis, has newly headed up another division, which is very, very exciting.
Absolutely. So why don't you start off by telling us about the bit that you do, and I think I'm right in saying this, but you'll put me right if I'm wrong, which was the focal point when Jan started the business, which is tax credits and research and development credits, yeah?
Yeah, I hate the use of the word tax and credits.
Yeah, it gives me the collie wobbles too. I tell you, I got a tax bill the day before yesterday. You can have that if you want.
I mean, if I went out socially and said to somebody I deal with tax credits, I would never get invited anywhere because it sounds so awfully boring. But the really important thing, if you're a business out there, is that if you are doing something amazing and innovative, and I'm sitting next to a couple of people here who are doing that already, and I'm sure they'll talk about it later, is that we can get you money back from the government. So people, let's just take some of the Kent businesses we work with. You know, we've got back between £7,000 and £100,000 in cash, and that's a lot of money. And businesses don't realise they can access those funds.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to give you some examples, Paul, because my job is just amazing. I go around and see these fantastic companies that you just won't believe. So I went to see a peanut butter maker a couple of weeks ago, and he's doing some amazing stuff with peanut butter that nobody else is doing.
I hate to ask.
Exactly. But he's doing some incredible things in terms of the ingredients that he uses and things like that. Now,
well, so what kind of like whole food, making it a bit more, but less very, sugary and
but
more
very
healthy?
Difficult. He's actually trying to make it without butter, so that's a really interesting one.
Wow.
For all sorts of reasons, mainly health reasons.
Yeah,
but
because a nut is healthy.
This guy, we can get him money back for doing that work, and you know it's very expensive to go through that development phase.
Yeah,
so that's amazing. Another fantastic one, incredible company doing bomb disposal robots, really important work.
Right.
You know, in all sorts of war-torn places, developing ways of which we can try and make sure people, you know, don't get hurt when they're doing that work. Another one who is amazing, again, making veterinary masks where you pump through the aesthetic, you know, the anaesthetic.
Right.
And, of course, if you're doing an operation on, let's say, a gerbil.
Which we often do, don't we?
Yeah, we quite often.
Often on a Wednesday.
We quite often pin a gerbil down in the studio and dissect it, yep.
You don't need quite as much anaesthetic as you do for a bullock, for example.
Okay. Yeah.
And they've found ways of actually managing the amount of anaesthetic, which is really, really important when doing operations and stuff like that. A pushchair manufacturer, another Kent-based company, micro technology to put on horses to make them heal much quicker, so particularly racehorses.
Right.
And actually, what
it's very hard to make a racehorse heal, don't you find?
Yes.
You know,
to heal.
They're always well ahead.
Yes. And what was really interesting is they were finding that their clients were actually not using the stuff on horses, but actually wrapping these things around their own muscles to make their muscles heal quicker as a human being.
Right.
And having incredible results. And so what they've been doing is they've been trialling it with some of the Olympic teams, the rowing team, with some of the Premier football clubs, because it's having such an amazing effect. Aside from that, we do hundreds and hundreds of software developers who are doing amazing things with technology on Tinterweb and incredible apps and stuff like that. So if anybody out there is doing fantastic innovation work, anything that they're funding themselves, we can help them get this money back.
Cool. And that can be retrospective as well?
It has to be retrospective. So, unfortunately, if you haven't yet spent the money, we can't get it back for you. So what you have to do is, I'm afraid, you have to spend that money first yourself, and then we reclaim it back, which is why it's called a tax credit.
Yeah.
A central piece of information is you don't have to be making a profit in order to get this money back. So if you keep funding something new, you still haven't got into profit, it's not about getting a tax rebate, it's about getting cash from the government.
You actually get cash.
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. But kind of one of the things I was trying to intimate there with the question is, even I don't know what the time limit on this is, Sue, and you could probably tell us in a moment. But basically, even if you did develop a piece of technology a year or two ago, or whatever it is that you've developed, there is a possibility that you could get some R&D tax credits back now.
Yes, most definitely. So you can go back 2 years.
2 years.
So that's your two financial years. So your own company's two financial years, not the HMRC tax year.
Right.
So if you've been trading for a couple of years and you've been doing all this development, haven't claimed this money, you're sitting on a bit of a gold mine, really.
Right, absolutely. And they do. I've done this myself, so I know. I've had an R&D tax credit for one of the businesses I was involved in, and we got £9,000 back in cash. And it's fabulous. And you get it in cash, you know, because in the early days, a lot of people thought, oh, you just get a tax credit, and if we ever make a profit, they'll knock it off the tax bill at some point in the future. But it doesn't work like that, does it?
No, I was with HMRC last week and saying, please, can you rename this scheme? It's the best in Europe. All European countries have it. It's one of the things I'm very proud about government doing. That's a difficult thing to say, isn't it? And they should call it something else.
Yeah.
You know, R&D tax credit is not a very good description.
Yeah, R&D, the R&D investment scheme or something.
It's just about innovation. Yeah. If you're innovating, what I always say to people when we go and see them is, if you were trying to do something and you couldn't buy it off the shelf, so you had to make it yourself or you had to develop it yourself, that's R&D. Oh,
absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Can you kind of give us a bit of a flavour, you know, kind of expand on that and tell us the kind of things that fall into R&D and maybe some of the things that don't? I know that's a huge open-ended question, but, you know, if there's anything that people come to you on a regular basis and say, we develop this, and you go, no, you can't claim for that.
The I suppose the most popular one that people talk to us about is, I've designed a website.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I've designed an app. Does that apply? The question is well, it could, but it might not. So if you've done something pretty, so if it looks good and you developed a new icon for people to press a button on or that, no, that's probably not going to qualify.
Yeah.
It's the back end. It's the, you know, if you were making a car, it's the underneath. It's the wiring. It's not the headlights. It's not the bumpers.
Yeah.
If it's software, it's the back end. It's not the front end pretty bit.
Yeah.
If you I don't know if anybody, the listener who is listening, perhaps knows some of the games like Fruit Ninja or something like that. You know, designing a game won't count. But if you've designed the code where you put your finger across a screen and something amazing happens and that hasn't been done before, that would qualify.
Right, okay.
So it's new, different, but not aesthetic.
It's an innovation. It's something that has changed the operation of something.
Yeah, if your closest competitor wanted to steal it, that's going to be an R&D.
Right.
Because they'd have to go through the pain of developing it themselves.
Right, okay. And again, as you intimated there, it could be peanut butter, it could be pushchairs.
It could be all sorts of things. I'm really inspired when you go around Kent and you'll open the door of either a factory or an office and you go through and you see incredibly passionate people doing incredible things.
Absolutely.
And that extra bit of money can get them to market.
Absolutely. Mm. Funny talking about such things. I visited a few weeks ago a factory in Ashford called Integrated Technology, and they're a medical devices manufacturer.
Amazing.
And they just blithely threw out the fact that they just invented a new machine that scans for cancer. Mm. You know, we just knocked that up. Oh, really? Does it work? Yeah.
And in Ashford?
In Ashford, yeah. Mm.
Amazing.
And I know we're a little bit off subject, but I'm sure Sue won't mind me having a little bit of a rant. It is one of the things that annoys me more than anything about this country, is people do talk the most amazing drivel, politicians especially, and the media. And so many people will tell you, you know, the trouble is we don't make anything anymore. That is just utter nonsense.
Totally agree.
The United Kingdom is the sixth largest manufacturing nation on the planet. What most people can't cope with is change. And they don't recognise how things have changed. And we don't manufacture things in the way that we used to manufacture them 40 years ago, because you don't need to, because technology has changed that. But we still manufacture big time. And just, we're going to be talking to the guys later about some of this, but just so that you know, 80% of every smartphone on the planet, and I mean all of them, including Apple, are actually designed using components that are licensed to manufacturing companies, two companies in the United Kingdom. Mm. And most people don't know that, you know, and they're obsessed with the fact that these things are put together in China, which is the least valuable bit of the whole process. But anyway, enough of me ranting about manufacturing. So, Rift as a business was started by Jan.
Yes.
In her kitchen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just 10, 15 years ago now.
15 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, 15 years ago now. Blimey. And you've grown enormously, and you've grown strategically. And I was going to use the word well.
I'd like to say carefully.
Yeah.
Growing quickly can be quite dangerous
absolutely,
for small business, as you well know. So it's growing at the right speed. Is
absolutely.
Really
and you've been growing organically and nicely. And I used the term well, you used correctly, but we both know what we meant there.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, if people want to find out about the possibility of having an innovation contribution from HMRC.
I mean, who doesn't want some cash for their business that they,
exactly.
weren't, that they weren't expecting, and they don't have to do any work? No forms to fill in? I mean, who doesn't want that?
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say. You know, one of the things that happens quite often with government-backed schemes is a lot of people are put off because you know, the marketing of it is have free money, yes. And then when you look at it, you know, there's 19 million forms to fill out, and you've got to, you know, you've got to sell your mother into slavery and all that kind of stuff. So tell us a little bit about the process that one goes through. If I think I may have invented something that I might be able to claim back, what do I do?
I've got the lovely Brian Davis sitting here, and I hope he doesn't mind me using him as an example. So
we all hold him up as an example, so don't you worry.
So he heard about it. He rang us up. He was a bit slow in replying, but anyway, we then had a meeting. Took about an hour. We just talked through what he was doing, what was interesting about what he was doing, how it met the legislation. We then, I looked at whether it met the criteria, because there's no way that we would put something forward to HMRC if it didn't make the criteria, because it's a waste of everybody's time, really. We're just in the process of preparing that. Brian will not fill in one piece of paper. Right. All he has to do is give me some information about the salaries he's paying his staff, because what we do is we get back the money
That's an important point, isn't it? Because a lot of the R&D isn't just the bits and baubles that you bought to do It's the cost. It's the overall cost of developing it.
Yeah. And let's face it, employing staff is expensive.
It's the biggest part of the cost normally.
So all he has to do is give me payroll details. It's not difficult. In his case, he has bought some materials and stuff to try and create this amazing product, and we can put those in. We collate all that, we do all the calculations, we prepare all the stuff, and we give it to him as a report. He gives it to his accountant, and the accountant just files it with HMRC, and that is it. I'm a great supporter of Kent County Council and the grants that they give out, but it's hard for small businesses to fill those out. This is not like that at all.
Cool. And you'll certainly slap me if I'm wrong here.
I will as well.
Yes, both of us.
We'll both do it, yeah.
But I do believe that also, if you had something developed and you outsourced it, you are able to claim some of that cost. You can't claim the whole salary cost, is that right?
You can
claim some of the cost.
Yes, yeah, so you might only be a two-person business.
Yeah.
You've been paying subcontractors to do something for you, develop software or make something, make prototypes, and we can claim 65% of that cost,
Wow, that's excellent.
It's really good. There's a few other small costs that we can put in there as well. But basically, we understand how this small piece of legislation works. We'll do all that for you.
Absolutely. And that's the expertise that you bring to this, is that you can't guarantee anything, obviously, but you've got a pretty good feel for what works and especially what doesn't work, so that people don't waste their time.
We've never had one thrown back yet.
Have you not?
I'm quite proud of that.
Wow, because it isn't the easiest thing to do, because some people say, well, I could do that myself, but you don't stand a hope in iceberg's chance, do you, really? Because the rules aren't particularly well laid out by HMRC. It is kind of whatever they think.
if you've got a good accountant who understands the legislation, I'm sure that they could.
Yeah.
I think that the thing that we find is you've got to sit with Brian and work out what he's been doing technically for an hour.
Yeah.
That is not an accountant's job. The accountant can put the figures together, but it's writing that technical report that an accountant might find difficult.
Yeah.
Of course accountants can put those figures together, you know, that's what they do. But what we do is write out, you know, about that peanut butter development, about how the anaesthetic works and how they've developed that. That's our skill.
Yeah.
We deal with HMRC a lot at Rift, so we make, would you believe, 1,800 phone calls a week to HMRC, which is...
Is that why I can't get through?
Absolute joy. And sometimes HMRC a bit difficult. However...
No, you don't say.
However, the HMRC people who do R&D are just fabulous, and they're a small unit, they're very helpful, and if there's anything we're not sure about, we just ring them up and ask their advice, and they're great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what I will say is a lot of people may be concerned... for even that conversation. Actually, it was just sit there and tell Sue exactly what we've been doing.
Right.
It was just tell the story of what we've been sort of like looking into, and that was it.
Absolutely.
Then I got a very nice email, which you're right, I have got to follow up on. But yeah, really easy. And if you're not sure, give them a call and just ask the question, really.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. And that is the benefit of dealing with specialists like Sue and her team.
I think that's the point, though. It is about a story. And what we do, which is why I enjoy it so much, is we write a story about your company, about what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And it's great fun. And it's an absolute pleasure to go around Ken and the rest of the country, actually, and see amazing business people.
Absolutely. I, you know, from that point of view, I can really see both sides of the joy that you get out of your job, and I know you really do enjoy your job.
It's great because people ring me up and go, I've got my check, can I take you out for lunch, can I, and they go, no, I'm your, you're my client, I'm supposed to be looking after you, not the other way around. That's how pleased people are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You strike me, Sue, as both of you, having spent an hour with you outside in the green room, as both very spot on with what you're doing, but just so calm and relaxed. And I just feel I'd be in really good, safe hands, as Brian has said. I think you seem to love what you do.
Well, there's a lot of business, am I allowed to say?
Yeah.
There's a lot of business bollocks spoken.
Yeah. just don't say Rolf Harris, you can say anything else.
I think there are a lot of advisors out there who cloud what they say in jargon, which is unnecessary, and I think they try and show off in terms of you know, trying to show off what you know about, which I'm sure is going to be a fantastic lead on to Ollie here in a minute about Rift Accounting. But you know, it's of course it's specialist. We do know what we're doing. We've got amazing people back in the office, but it's our job to explain it clearly so our clients understand it. And if you can't do that, you shouldn't be an advisor. You shouldn't be a consultant.
Sure.
And is it that Einstein quotation that said, if you can't explain it simply enough, you don't know it well enough?
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you can't explain it, go and teach.
Yeah. Wasn't the one I was going to say. No. Yeah. But it's hard to explain.
I think the quotation is,
simply,
if you can't explain it in one sentence, then you don't know what you're talking about, kind of thing.
And it's our job to break it down and make it easy for people.
Absolutely.
And I think it's any advisor's job to do that.
Okay. But that comes across, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. I've known Sue for ages, and I know how good she is at what she does, without any shadow of a doubt. And I have no hesitation in recommending loads of people I talk to that have got new businesses and things that they're doing to go and see Sue and her team, because they will help.
Paul, if there's anybody listening who is remotely not sure, we're really friendly. We're not one of those, when you ring up and you think, oh my God, they've got my phone number, they're going to chase me now, and I'll never. Just ring us up. It's 01233 653 002, and our team are very happy to speak to you. And if you haven't got a claim, we'll just tell you.
Fabulous.
And the website is www.riftresearch.com. Sue Nelson.
Fantastic.
And others who are much better at it than me.
And Admiral, of course, he'll be there. Yes.
Who?
Admiral.
Lord.
Admiral Lord Nelson, her granddad.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that, Jules. So thank you for that. It's an absolute pleasure for you to join us. We're going to turn now to Jane Ollis. Sue's given us the history of Rift and talked to us about Rift as a business. And, of course, Jane is probably the newest employee, I would have thought.
Thanks, yes, indeed. Into day number 6 now.
Wow.
So you have to be very gentle on me today.
So, Jane, you've joined Rift as Managing Director of Rift Accounting.
Yep, that's correct.
And which is, as I understand it, slap me when I'm going off on a tangent here that's wrong, but this is part of the organic growth of the Rift organisation, and you're looking to establish a new brand, which is Rift Accounting, is that right?
That's right, and that's building off the amazing success of Rift and the expertise and the infrastructure that sits in there. Mm. It's an amazing focus on customer service, quality, and in my instance, it's going to be about helping lots of businesses achieve their goals.
Absolutely. Of course, a lot of people in Kent will know you from your previous life.
Yes.
And you've got a long, although you
I didn't know she'd been reincarnated.
Yeah, no. She started as a two-year-old.
A Chatham born and bred girl.
It's a local girl, but you've had a distinguished career in supporting businesses in Kent in one way or another. So you're pretty ingrained in the Kent business marketplace.
Absolutely,
and you know it really well.
I love helping ambitious people grow their business at BSK, where I've just finished.
Right,
that was the mission and purpose as a social enterprise, and that was an absolute privilege to lead that organisation. And my new successor, the lovely Alex Ledger, I know is going to do a fabulous job.
Absolutely. So now, moving on from BSK, you've taken up residence for a week at least in Ashford. Are you based in Ashford?
She's still turning up.
Yeah, she's still coming in.
Each day last week got better and better.
Did it really?
Oh, it's amazing.
Friday's the best day. Tell us a little bit about what the aims of Rift Accounting are and where you're kind of positioning yourself in the marketplace.
Okay, well, to describe Rift Accounting, just indulge me for a second. I'd like you and all listeners to just close your eyes for a second And imagine what it's like when you have someone wrap their arms around you. Imagine how that feels.
I can't remember.
If you're feeling
a little bit anxious,
if you're feeling a bit worried about something and you just want someone to take the worry and the pain away and you want someone to tell you it's going to be okay. That is Rift Accounting. Rift Accounting is about being your business bodyguard, about making sure that you don't have to do any of the worrying if you're thinking about or you've just set up a new business.
Right. Okay.
Were you with that, Paul?
Yeah, I was. Sorry. Yeah, she's saying me stuff.
I think what's interesting, Paul, if I can just say, is that I worked with Jane with Business Support Kent for a long time, and actually it was Business Support Kent and others who said, look, there's a real gap in the market. We'd like somebody like Riff to come up with the answer. So actually, in a way, it's really interesting because Business Support Kent and their team are the ones who actually identified that there are these companies out there, these passionate business people who need this help.
Right.
And I can't tell you how thrilled we were when Jane actually applied for the job.
Absolutely. Cool. Sorry, we're getting messages from some people that are having some trouble. I think what the problem is we've got so many people listening in that somebody's buffering on their... on their internet, but never mind. So I got all distracted there. Sorry.
There's a real gap. I think that's important.
Yeah, there is. There is.
Bookkeeper and accountant.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is that level of comfort, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's about establishing a relationship with people that you feel comfortable with dealing with.
Absolutely. We know that the first place you might go to if you're thinking of starting up or you've set up and you're trading is your accountant. And what we want to ensure we offer is a service that absolutely puts your business as our key motivator and reason for breathing. We want your business to succeed. We want to share your adventure with you. Mm-hmm. And Rift Accounting will do just that. So we're also using some really nice online software called ClearBooks for all of our Rift Accounting clients.
Oh, right. Okay. We had... his name's just gone completely out of my head. Tim from ClearBooks was on the show week before last. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, you know a little bit about ClearBooks. Mm. We chose it because it's...
Tim Foraker, sorry, I was trying to remember his name.
Jargon-free, easy to use, yeah. And makes it very, very visible. So you can look at any point, any time on your phone when you're out and about, you know, all the invoices that you've raised, which are very easy, you can do it straight on the system. You can look and see who owes you money, how you're going to chase them up, and it's linked direct to your bank account. So you can see at any point what you've got in your bank. You can show you how much you should be making sure you're putting aside so you can pay your VAT at the end of the quarter, and we'll do all that for you.
Right.
What we want to do is make that so easy, you focus on growing your business, and we'll be on absolutely at your side. We will wave a flag if we think something's going wrong. And we'll also be spotting for opportunities. Our success for us is your business succeeding. So if you're out there listening and are just thinking, I like the idea of that service, I really want someone to be my business bodyguard, that's what Rift Accounting is there for.
Fantastic. That sounds really brilliant. So if we want to find out more about that, Jane, how do we do that? What's your website?
Riftaccounting.com. Please go and have a look. We're also at the startup show at Olympia next Thursday and Friday.
Right.
And I'm talking there as well. Obviously that's in London, not so convenient if you're in Kent. Please come and see us, we're in Ashford, and pick the phone up, call, speak to us. Nothing makes me happier than having conversations with people who are running businesses. We were at Canterbury last night for the Start My Biz Boot Camp.
Oh right, yeah.
That was loads of fun, and it's always a privilege to help shape someone's thoughts about what they might do in their business.
Fantastic.
And to ensure they don't make too many mistakes, because it is a scary adventure.
Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. Jane, we could talk about that for ages, but for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you.
Do stay with us for the rest of the show. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to play another record, and then we'll be back shortly.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. backbeat. The word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know.
Business Bunker.
Welcome back. Bit of Wonderwall there. I thought I'd play that. It's the anniversary of Wonderwall, do you know? 30 years ago that was produced.
That is amazing. God, yeah. That makes it sound... It still sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, great. Anyway, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 18th of November, our 200th anniversary show. We've got loads of tweets, we've got loads of emails to read, and we've got some more guests to talk to on this extra special long show. But it was great before the break to hear from Sue Nelson and Jen Onnis of Rift, and they're still in the studio with us, and we'll continue to join in. And we might even have a little rant about accountants if we get round to it. What do you reckon?
I think that's a very good idea. I'd like to rant about an accountant.
Do you reckon? Yeah. I've had a tweet from Keith Wilkins who says, congratulations on your 200th show from all the team at Avocet Recruitment. So thank you, Keith, Karen and everyone over. I think they're in their new offices at the Medway Innovation Centre. I think they're based these days. So thank you for that, Keith. You know who they are, Keith and Karen?
Yes, we do.
Cool.
Yes, we do.
There are rising stars. Develop your network as you grow your career. This is at the Holiday Inn Express in Dartford, and it's 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's this week, Thursday the 20th of November. And Rising Stars is a new network support forum for rising stars in professional services within the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce area. It's aimed at non-business owners and directors in the professions such as accountants, see where I slipped that in there, bankers, financial advisors, insolvency practitioners, solicitors and surveyors. And this forum aims to help those destined for future leadership roles to develop their management and interpersonal skills, expertise and contacts, so that you have the skills and the peer groups when they break through that glass ceiling. This includes tea, coffee and a buffet. And you need to go to www.kentinvictachamber.co.uk. And this is sponsored by CWJ, BBR and Barnes Rofe LLP.
Barnes Rofe.
Barnes Rofe, not Rofe.
Rofe. Is there an oblique over the E?
Well, there might be. Why are you going South African?
Well, there ain't.
You said the oblique?
Rofe.
Is it because Brand is listening?
Quite possibly.
Might be.
He's from New Zealand.
I know, but you know. I mean, our accents, you can't really tell, can you? When
yours,
you
do, no. When it you could do be it. Anything. I heard you speaking Italian earlier, allegedly.
Oh, it's fantastic. Tiri grazie.
It sounded more Egyptian.
Tiri grazie.
We've had a tweet from Bill Skinner.
Have we?
Yeah, Bill Skinner Studios in Tenterton and Otford. Bill Skinner UK on the Twitter. It says, afternoon, Paul. Please can you give a shout out for us and Tenterton Town and the open Sunday leading up to Christmas. They're open 7 days a week. And
wow.
They have sent me another tweet later on, which I'll find in a minute, which tells me the actual opening times. I think it's 10 till 4 on a Sunday.
Snake Hips is going to that.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Thought he was your best buddy.
Bridger House, who won the last grown-up business book, have tweeted in as well. Congratulations on your 200th Business Bunker show this afternoon. Vanilla Web and Jules Serkin.
I'm sure it's more than 200.
Yeah.
It feels like it.
Can't wait to work with you in the new year. And we can't wait to work with you either. They're coming on the show early in the new year, so that'll be nice. And we've also had a tweet from Lisa Settle. Afternoon, Mr. Andrews. Vanilla Web, many thanks for bringing the Kent business community so much advice and support. Lisa, thank you, and thank you for all your support. Lisa runs Telcare, the telecoms company over there in Rochester on the Medway City Estate, and they are big supporters of Channel Radio and Kent Business Radio website. So thank you for that. Loads and loads of tweets. Lee from Ancorians Football Club, listening into the Business Bunker show, and a big congratulations to Ancorians Football Club. They've been nominated for many awards as a community sports centre in Gillingham.
Chris Connect is disrupting my piles.
Is he? Is he fiddling with your piles?
Yeah, piles of what though? Mm-hmm. We wonder.
I'm saying nothing.
And there's a free social media event, which is Get Ready for 2014 Using Social Media and Your Marketing Plan. Please come along to the upcoming free event, which is held in Ashford on the 28th of November, 1 to 4 p.m. This will be Zoe Cairns, the fabulous, who will be sharing some latest strategies, techniques and reasons why you may consider using social media in 2015. It starts at 2:45 and finishes around 3 p.m. Or stay behind to hear about Zoe's inner circle. Sounds like a little magic circle, doesn't it? You can book your tickets going on to ZC Social Media 2015 events, Eventbrite, but go on to the Kent Business Radio website, it'd be much easier.
Cool.
And that sounds fantastic.
We've had a tweet from Andrew Knott of the Federation of Small Business, Andrew Knott, KNOTTFSB, on the Twitter. Vanilla Web, please could you tell people about the benefits of joining the FSB? And they do have a YouTube video of all that, so do have a look at that. Yeah. Sue?
Just to say, I'm a member of the FSB.
And you are indeed
brilliant, and you should join if you're a small business, because
if you want any tax advice, any HR advice, all that stuff that you can't afford as a small business, it's well worthwhile being a member because you can access all that free as part of your membership.
Absolutely. The FSB is an organisation that bats well above its weight on behalf of micro and small businesses. I've been a member of the FSB since Noah was a lad. It's a fantastic organisation. It's also a campaigning organisation. So as well as supporting businesses, as Sue quite rightly says, with those kind of things, they also have a big representation with government and both local and national level in terms of influencing policy as best they can and bringing a real business view rather than the CBI's warped view of what business is. There's a bit of a rant there.
And the key thing we're really working on at the moment is broadband, driving
Absolutely.
Everybody nuts in that yeah. we really want government to work out what we do for infrastructure for broadband because it's not good enough.
And it's not.
It's not a rural issue either.
No, it's not. Across vast areas of the southeast of England, broadband's appalling. Mm. My broadband in an affluent town in the southeast of England is 0.8 of a megabyte. I mean, I can get better broadband in the bush in Uganda. In the bush in Uganda than I can in southeast England.
Yeah, I always
outrageous.
Lose it when I go through Blean and places like that, coming from Canterbury to Whitstable. You go through Blean, I go, you're going to lose me now.
On microwave, yeah, on sonnet, yeah. Okay, if you're a small business, do join the FSB. It is very worthwhile on all kinds of levels. We've also had a tweet from the Simon Miller Group, the estate agents, the Kent-based estate agents, who are known on the Twitter as We Love Houses, and they say, greetings and love. Lisa Settle earlier on posted a picture of Clarence and Chloe, and for those of you that remember the early shows of the Business Bunker, Clarence and Chloe are two goats.
Yes, our favourite fans.
And they formed the original Business Bunker fan club because apparently the only way she could get the goats to behave themselves was to play podcasts of the Business Bunker show to them.
Well, it was your dulcet tone.
And as soon as I started speaking, they both stopped what they were doing and just stared at the phone for half an hour.
I find I get speechless when
I talk to you. Yeah, I have that effect on lots of people.
Yeah.
Anyway, Simon was quite taken with that photograph. So thank you for that, Simon. I also want to tell you about an email we've received from Gillingham Football Club. It says, we have reached the Southern Area semi-final of the Johnson's Paint Trophy, and we will be facing Leighton Orient here at the MEMS Priestfield Stadium on Saturday the 6th of December with a kick-off of 3 p.m. And we have great value hospitality packages available for the match. As a platinum sponsor for 10 people, it's £750 plus VAT. An executive box, which holds 10 people, is only £250 plus VAT. And a champions lounge is only £30 per head plus VAT. For full details of packages for this match or our commercial brochure, go to their website, which is Gillingham Football Club, footballclubinfull.com. Gillingham Football Club in full.com. And that's from Nick Nicolaou, who is the area sales manager for the Gills. And you can email Nick at nick@priestfield.com. So that's the Jewels through to the Southern Area semi-final of the Johnson's Paint Trophy, and they're playing Leighton Orient on the 6th of December. If you'd like to do some corporate hospitality there, there's some great packages on offer, so do find out more about that. I think you can do one more email, Jewels, then we'll play my link song.
Okay.
For the Chuckle Brothers.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, I'd like to say after sort of 200 years working
200
with you,
years.
That, you know, you to me are everything, Paul Andrews.
So you've done that three times now. Luckily, I'm going to get it in soon.
But, you know, you are the real thing. You are the real deal. Have I got time just to read one little email? This is from Chris Connect, and it says, Dear Jules and him, please can you read out the following on today's show? And so it's Tuesday the 25th. And it's 4 to 9 p.m. working with Constant Contact. This is the Ruby Marketeers and Connectic Communications, and they are joint hosting an evening of expert-led micro-seminars to help you and your business for Small Business Saturday and beyond, in into infinity, they say. Feeling overwhelmed by email, mobile, SMS, Wi-Fi marketing and social media? You want ideas about connecting and talking with your customers and prospects. Too much advice, don't know what's right for you. They have a special guest, it's Zoe Cairns, and she'll give a presentation on the use of social media in your business to gain sales. It's Tuesday, November the 25th. It's 4 to 9pm, so after the Business Bunker show. It's at the Innovation Centre in Medway, Maidstone Road, Chatham, next to Rochester Airport. He's got there a little question mark. You can go to book at therubymarketeers.com, and there's a /small business Saturday. And you can also email Chris, that's C-H-R-I-S, at connect-it.co, and there is a mobile, which is 077-07-626-014. And that is from Chris Connect. So we look forward to seeing you there.
Cool. We've had a couple of tweets. I'm going to run through these quickly because we're going to run out of time soon. Johnny Wren, who is known as Johnny Oyster on the Twitter, JW Wines offers wine tasting events at your home or office, quality wine at competitive prices. So you can follow him at Johnny Oyster, JOMMYOYSTER. Telcare, the telecoms people from Rochester, have tweeted, as has Kevin and the team from 166 Asbestos Surveying, who say happy birthday, Business Bunker. Thank you. We're now going to play Jules's link,
yes,
which is
you are
done
the real
four
thing.
Times at
you
least.
Are the real thing, Paul Andrews.
How much you mean to me. There must be some other way to make you see. If it takes my heart and soul, you know I'd pay the price. Everything that I possess, I'd gladly sacrifice. Oh, you to me are everything, the sweetest song that I could sing. Oh, baby, oh, baby. To you, I guess I'm just a clown who picks you up. Change of heart. If it takes forever, girl, then I'm prepared to wait. The day you give your love to me won't be a day too late.
Power, girl, to keep me holding on. So now you've got the
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Tuesday, the 18th of November, our 200th anniversary show. And it's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our next guest onto the show, Mr. Brian Davis, Mr. Chris Pollard of Connectit.
Or, afternoon, Paul.
Afternoon, Paul.
Afternoon. Or even more, the new, what should we say, business, how do you term it? The expansion of Connectit into Connect boxes.
It's like a launch.
Yeah.
It's a launch of boxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not just any box.
No.
Loads of boxes. Mm. Yeah. So tell us about boxes.
Well, they're square.
Thank you, Brian.
I did ask.
Yeah.
Different colours.
Yeah.
Yeah, as Chris pointed out, there's different colours.
All right.
But more importantly, it's office in a box.
Yeah.
Very simple concept. A lot of people have probably heard of it before or seen it around. But actually, what we've done is we've actually broken it down into five different boxes.
Hmm.
From a single cloud number or an inbound number for new businesses, with a whole host of extra goodies on the back of that, or in that box with it, including all the tracking, recording, a full phone system, if you like, in the cloud.
Mm.
And it progresses through the different boxes, including mobile phones, a full phone system, right way through to a hosted desktop, so Microsoft Office 365 with a terabyte of data, which obviously back up all your data, etc., and a full hosted phone system. With the little bit that really makes it different is that there's a full support with it as well, 24/7 support.
Blimey. That's pretty impressive. So basically, if I'm thinking about starting a business, or I've got a small business and I want to get up and going,
mm-hmm.
I can come to you and I can buy everything I possibly need from a communications and technology point of view in one box.
You can. We're not trying to say that everybody fits into a single box.
No, of course.
Some are larger than others.
Why did you look at me like that, George?
just saying, some are larger than others, Brian.
Chris, don't sit so close. you're right, there are different sizes. We've got a new site that is actually going live very shortly, which is literally 3Ws and connectboxes.com. And you can actually pick what it is you'd like in your box, if you like. You can select from any one of them, and you can actually progress through each as your business grows, so you can add the additional services that you may require.
I'm liking the mobile in a box. This looks fantastic. So can you just run us through that? Because it looks really, the setup cost is £35, which is amazing because for an SME. Run us through that one.
Mobile office in a box. It mm-hmm. is literally a inbound number. Mm-hmm. So in other words, a geographic number. So if you want a London number, or you want a Manchester number, or a Kent number, you can give us your area code and we'll set that up. We'll give you access to a portal so you can pick where that number actually calls through to, and that can be up to 7 locations simultaneously. And you can even pick the time of day. So rather than getting calls in after sort of 7 o'clock, 6, 7 o'clock at night...
Oh, I get lots of those from Chris Pollard on a Friday.
I've told you
about
that.
My sleep off Friday. Oh, it's terrible.
Well, what you can do is you can actually pick at the set time that the person calling you will go through to an answer phone or an out-of-hours service. Or when they leave a message, it will even email it back to you. Put that in with a mobile phone. So you get a free smartphone. Along with the inbound number.
That's fantastic.
Unlimited calls to local and national and...
And texts.
And unlimited text.
Mm.
And we've got 1 gig of data. We're actually going to be launching this with an offer of 4 gig of data.
Wow.
So you'll get 4 gig of data with the free phone, as well as the inbound number, with all the tracking information as well.
Wow.
So that's the mobile.
Sorry, what was your offer? So not 24 month, but...
It's a 24 month contract, but it will be 4 gig of data rather than the one.
That's excellent.
So we'll actually give that out for the first few boxes that we take on as orders on the new site. You'll get an extra 3 gig of data at no additional cost to yourselves at all.
That looks like a no-brainer for a business just starting off.
Well, there's some
absolutely. The whole thing is a really clever idea, and it makes life so much easier because, you know, when you're starting up and you want to do lots of things, trying to get all that kind of stuff coordinated is a pain, isn't it? And if you can go one place, get it done, and the great thing about these guys, you know, for all the banter that we've had earlier, they are pretty good at what they do, let's be honest, and they do care about what they do, and they're great support guys. So, no, absolutely.
Thank you for that.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, Sue.
Can I just tell you what struck me about it, because we were privileged enough to do the R&D claim on it. It's very difficult to run a business when you're out and about all the time.
Yeah.
And obviously you don't necessarily want to give a mobile number because it doesn't always look very professional. And it's not just fixing something up that's set. It's allowing you the flexibility to fix it up with another number or revert to your mobile number or put it on out of office or do this or do that.
Absolutely.
And it gives you total and utter control.
Absolutely.
When you're new, it's quite hard to you know, to make people feel that you're really professional when actually you're running all over the place.
Absolutely.
And it's a great solution for that.
Absolutely. Funnily enough, I do a big talk about this, about how small businesses can now bat above their weight, punch above their weight, because of things like this that can make you look so professional, and it gives you a much better feel as a business, and people feel much more comfortable about you as a business because what it looks like they're dealing with is a much bigger organisation with all those things around it. So absolutely, I totally agree.
Well, the other nice thing with the number though, Paul, is a lot of people that we actually work with within a very similar sort of scenario, we can give the full stats on any call from where it's come from, right, how long they've been on the call, if it's missed, the time of day, so you can see your peak times. You can even see the average time it takes to answer a call. So in effect, you know every single call that comes into your business, and you can even record those if you like as well, so you won't miss any information. So you know how well your marketing's doing for yourself, or how much traffic's coming from your website, or an advert that you've put into a local paper.
Which is really amazing, isn't it? When you can start to track all that, you know, as a new startup business, that kind of stuff is really what you need. I mentioned earlier about Dialerbrain, the business that I mentioned earlier, and I was talking to Rupert, who was the entrepreneur that founded that yesterday, and it's a very new startup business, and we were talking about the early days of a startup business like that, and trying to find out what's working and what isn't working, you know, look what customers like and what they don't like, and with that kind of tracking information, you can get a better feel for what's going on with your business.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So from there, it literally just grows through the different boxes, for those that. There's nice pink boxes, green, purple,
lots of different colours.
Yeah, nice bright colours.
Yeah.
We did bear you in mind on this one, Paul.
Did you?
With the nice colours, yes.
Yeah.
It was a yellow is where I got to.
For me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But the support point behind both the Office 365 and the actual hosted phone, there is actually just a link from the page that we actually send you, so you can actually log in, and it's a 24-hour window. Just click, ask your question, an expert on that particular part of the product will answer your question for you.
Right.
So you haven't got to be an expert on how to use it. You haven't got to be an expert on how to set any of these up. There's really nice little help videos. Just click, type your question, and either they'll answer it for you straight away, or you can watch one of the little short videos which goes with it as well.
Awesome.
I mean, the complete Office in the Box is amazing because it's only $99 a month. You've got no setup costs here at all, but for that you also get the multi-daily backup, and you've got your antivirus scans and the built-in disaster recovery. So that seems like a really good deal. I think you've nailed it with the prices, haven't you?
Well, I'd like to. I remember still what it was like when you set up your business. When you actually go through setting all these different services up, if you buy them all from individuals, it can work out quite expensive.
Yeah.
And then you've committed yourself to quite a lot of money each month. And with those other services, you still don't know if it's actually generating you any money.
Yeah.
So the whole driving force here is to have one point of call. We can set these up within 72 hours from order if it's taken before 1 o'clock.
That was my next question. Brilliant, 72 hours.
72 hours, so you haven't got to wait forever and a day for this to be set up. It'll be there. We'll email you all your information straight away to you. And then any questions you can ask us, and away you go. It really is that simple. All your licences are included. There's no additional cost in there apart from any maybe calls that you make that's outside of your included minutes.
Right, okay.
So no waiting 6 weeks?
Absolutely.
No waiting 6 weeks.
Absolutely, yeah. No, it's fabulous. As you know, I think it's a fabulous idea, and I love what you guys have done with this, and I think it's going to be a wow. I think people are really going to go for this big time. And quite right too, because you know, why wouldn't you do it? It's you know, if you're starting a business, it's an easy way to do it, isn't it? It's just an easy way to get up and running.
Did we mention international? You know, if say you're a company that does abroad phone calls and things, what would happen then?
You can, well, there's a couple of things. Obviously, the reduced rates will be there anyway from your traditional phone lines. However, if you decide to take one of the apps that which actually ties into the phone system, again, these are just, you're talking pennies a month, etc., to add these additionals on, you can literally make calls from abroad at local rate numbers. But if you're calling the office, they're free of charge.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
So yeah, it can really sort of help drive those costs down, and help you actually make the most of your money you're earning.
Even to the Isle of Sheppey.
Yes.
And if you want to know more about this, you can follow these guys on Connect Boxes on the Twitter. And at the moment, they've got a video doing the rounds on Twitter and Facebook that shows you how this all works. Brian, give us a shout for your website.
The website for this, if you want to like that, is connectboxes.com. Right. So it's www.connectboxes.com. And there is a telephone number if you've got any questions. If you can't find the information, it's 03456 885 122.
03456. How did you get a number like that, Brian? How did you manage that?
Well, yes.
And that's 3wsconnectboxes.com.
That's correct, Jules. That's it.
Absolutely. And we are at Connect Boxes on the Twitter.
Fantastic. Thank you. Brian, thank you for that.
Thank you.
We're fast running out of time now, and Chris has got a couple of things he wants to mention. So fire away, Chris.
Yes, actually, I'm going to speak on behalf of many of the businesses in the southeast of the UK and Kent, and say thank you to you both for the hard work that you put in on the Business Bunker show. There's many a business, I'm sure, that sat in these seats that you've supported on the Twitter, whose business has started to develop. Not only that, Paul, the business that you do to go and talk to people in their businesses and advise them, to support young people as well, and the work that you do within the charity area to support them. And Jules, and not to take anything away from you as well, because I know that you have a lot to put up with, supporting people that you ably support them. And not only that, the work that you're doing with Scoff Quaff, the support that you're giving to the food producers in Kent. And both the shows are now becoming very well respected. And I congratulate you and thank you very much for supporting us. And finally, for supporting Miriam. My wife, Miriam McGirt, the author, because you've been fantastic with her. So thank you very much.
Chris, that's very kind of you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, we love Miriam, of course.
We do. We love everybody.
So do I.
In fact, Paul and I are going off to Donkey Cheese Land very soon to stay with Miriam.
You'll be very
welcome. For about 3 months.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're moving in. We're going to broadcast from Upper Mountain because it'll be so much easier than broadcasting out here on Romney Marsh, let me tell you.
But your words are very kind. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
On this 200th anniversary, you know, congratulations. It's just important to acknowledge that.
I feel quite tearful now.
No, absolutely. And Lisa Settle was saying on Twitter earlier about the strong business community we have in Kent, and we do. There are nearly 70,000 small businesses in Kent, and so many of them work with each other, collaborate, help each other, support each other, and through organisations like the FSB, like the Invicta Chamber of Commerce, like the Institute of Directors and all the other business support organisations, they are only as good as their members. But if you look at the Kent branches of all of those organisations, they are all amongst the most active in the United Kingdom, and that shows you something about the business community in Kent and how strong it is and how supportive it is. And we thank all of you, all of our listeners, all of our supporters, all of our followers out there on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and Google Plus and all the other social media platforms. Thank you very much. We're almost at the end of the show. We've still got loads of tweets and loads of emails to read. I need to read this. Hi Paul, I'm emailing regarding an event we're holding next Tuesday the 25th of November, and I was hoping you could mention it on the Business Bunker show. Search engine specialist agency Digital Beans have recently been awarded Google Partner status and are running an informal event in collaboration with Google on the 25th of November at 4:30 p.m. at their offices in Canterbury. The event is entitled Investing in Search. It's a perfect opportunity for companies to ask questions about search engine optimization or paid search, which is pay-per-click, such as AdWords, with no strings attached. There will also be a live stream straight from Google HQ with case studies, best practice, and other useful resources for businesses. It's the perfect event for all companies who are thinking of taking their search marketing to the next level. And that's from Piperis Philippaeus of Digital Beans, and you can follow follow up on that if you want to find out more by going to their website, which is digital-beans.co.uk, or you can follow them on the Twitter, which is digitalbeansuk, all one word, digitalbeansuk on the Twitter. We've also had, oh, have you got one?
Who Cares Wins Radio is listening in on the TuneIn app.
Cool.
Get Growing, the Great British Roadshow. This is Thursday the 20th of November, so this week it's 9:30 registration, and it's at the Abode Hotel Canterbury. That's Charlie Tango 1, 2 Robert Xylophone, and that's www.britishbusinessroadshow.co.uk.
Rambo Xylophone, my new call sign.
I have my hecklers, Business Bunker listeners, but I carry on regardless. Kent's only wellbeing event is on the 19th of November, so that's manana. When do you turn tragedy into a sporting career? Do you know how to think yourself happy? You'll find the answers to these questions and many more at the Wellbeing Symposium. Cool. This is sponsored by the Health Insurance Group, and you can find it on www.kentwellbeingsymposium.co.uk.
Fantastic. We're going to be coming to the end of the show shortly. Kevin's arrived for the next show. I've got one last email that I'm going to read, which is, hello, Business Bunker. Would you be interested in attending a local business breakfast meeting on Wednesday the 19th of November? That's tomorrow, manana. Our group, the Small Business Forum, are a lively group of local business people who meet fortnightly over breakfast. As members, we have all developed our businesses by swapping leads, sharing advice and tips, and building relationships. The meeting consists of a relaxed sit-down breakfast. During breakfast, we'd like to go around the table and give everyone 40 seconds to introduce themselves to the group. There'll also be an opportunity to meet individually with other attendees. We are meeting at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Wednesday the 19th at the Sun Pub in Faversham, and it's a measly 13 quid to attend.
Measly?
Measly. That's from James Baldock. If you'd like to find out more about it, they've got a website, which is www.thesmallbusinessforums.co.uk. So do check that out. Otherwise, we're at the end of our show for today.
The end of our tether.
And we're at the end of our 200th show. I'd like to say a massive thank you to our fabulous guests today, which was the lovely Sue Nelson and Jane Ollis from Rift, John Tibbs from JTA, the fabulous Chris Pollard and Brian Davis from Connect It and Connect Boxes. A massive thank you to today's show sponsor, which is connectboxes.com. Coming up on Channel Radio in a few moments' time at 3 o'clock is Kevin Cowan with Extra Milk. That's followed at 5 o'clock by Craig Avery with the Ladies' Favourite Show. And then at 7 o'clock, Phil and Jonathan are back with Balls, Birds, Beer and Bands.
Down the pub.
Boys down the pub, 7 till 9. And then 18 tracks of lovingly handpicked new music on the New Potato Show, handpicked by Jamie Andrews, from 9 till 11. Do stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk. We will be back with you for show number 201 next week. In the meantime, you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jill Serkin, and we think you're all brilliant out there in business land.
We do.
And we'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder how I'd ever make it through, through this world without having you. I just wouldn't have a clue. Cause sometimes it seems like this world's closing in on me, and there's no way of breaking free. And then I see you reach for me. Sometimes I wanna give up,